Welcome back to the Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation. We explore key issues and compelling stories in the trucking industry. I'm your host, Dayton Rumbold, and you're listening to episode 131, The Power of Prayer, Telling Stories with Teresa Gondrata. Teresa tells her story of going from homelessness to having a job she loves at Nussbaum. It's a story of sadness, hope, and joy. To learn more about Teresa and her story, please tune in to today's featured exchange. And we're here with Teresa Gondrata and her son Grayson. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a really fun day, and today's your certified red.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited.
So you are just pumped, right?
Yeah,
this
I
is a great day. You've
it
worked
is.
Pretty hard for this.
I have, yes. It's been definitely a journey.
Yeah, how long has it been since you first came?
March will be 2 years here.
2 years?
2 years, yes.
Okay, so 2 years in the making. Certified red. What is the certified red?
It goes on your driving scores, your safety habits, speed, your distance. It's all a combination of skills, backing, you know, road tests, just simple things like that.
Yeah.
Working with safety, which is amazing.
Yeah. Always fun to work with them.
For sure.
Today we're talking about your story and essentially how you went from homelessness to working at Nussbaum. So there's a lot that happened in between that time.
Yes.
So we're going to give you some time just to share that story.
Sure.
And before we do that, I have an icebreaker question.
Okay.
Since it seems like you're the mom of the other drivers, you're always watching out, you're making meals, you're talking about how you're going to make the, what's it called?
Chicken and dumplings today.
The chicken and dumplings.
Yeah.
And you're just going to make some for some of the other drivers and leave it in the driver lounge.
I do, yeah. I usually make chili. That's the go-to.
The go-to is chili.
It's like the hearty meal. I throw down, I put it in the crock pot up there and just let them help themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times.
Yeah. So. How do you make food in your truck?
It's easy. We have a little setup, so it works. You know, pots and pans, and we have like a little propane. It's like a butane kind of setup that we can create. We create all kinds of meals. Chicken. I cook everything for him. Bacon and eggs.
Mm.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Healthy meals. But upstairs, I just put it in the crock pot and let it go for the day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It's nice.
Yeah. Easy way to do it.
It is.
Yeah.
I like giving back.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a way to make others feel loved.
Yeah. For sure.
Hmm. So we're going to talk about your story. And I find it really encouraging to hear. You're so grateful for everything, just the way that you come in. And I think we can learn a lot of lessons about that gratefulness for everyone listening. So could you share your story and how you got here today?
Sure. So, oh my goodness, there's been so much moving parts, but we all have gone through a storm in our life, you know. Unfortunately, I had a long storm. I went through a divorce. Went through a lot of losses, my grandfather, my dad, my uncle. But it ended up being, I couldn't find my direction in life. I was lost. And just bouncing all over with Grayson. I was just a really lost, hurt soul. Mm. Homeless, shelter to shelter, place to place. Really just trying to find my way, and I just couldn't.
Mm.
I just could not. Unfortunately, it ended up, so I've been here almost 2 years. It's been three with my CD. So about four years ago, I lost my son.
Mm.
I lost Grayson for 4 months due to homelessness, and I didn't know what to do. It was either, I literally, honestly, contemplating, I was just like taking my life or getting on my knees and praying.
Mm. Yeah, really dark time.
Darkest ever.
Mm.
So the only thing that I knew I had to do was to pray. I knew that he was there.
Mm.
because right then and there I was with nobody. I had nobody at all. And I mean, God never leaves you.
Yeah.
You know?
And how did you have that faith? What led to that seed of faith?
My grandfather. I had the most amazing grandfather. He was a deacon, actually at West Endicott Baptist Church.
Okay.
And he lived for the Lord. When we were a little, I mean, from birth up, he just never stopped planting the seed and instilling God's love and forgiveness. So as a little girl, you know, we were in Awanas and church and every Sunday and Wednesday night. And, you know, my grandma was a Sunday school teacher, and we were learning verses and like John 3:16, and just getting up and in front of the church and, you know, singing our little plays and, you know, just being involved. And that was planting that seed. And that seed is what carried me through the storm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It like developed it.
Yeah,
just, it came full force. His
they
love
planted that, and then it wasn't until years later when that came back up,
and it grew,
and it
blossomed.
Grew. Wow, that's pretty cool.
So I think for me, it's important planting the seed in my son, because you never know what his future is going to hold. Right? You can give him a choice, because that's what it is. You have a choice to go one way or the other way. It's a choice. But planting that seed just in case a storm arises, at least he has God's love to fall back on, right? And that faith and belief.
Yeah.
And to get on your knees and pray, because he's listening.
Yeah.
So during the time that we were going shelter to shelter and ended up homeless, and this one particular time, you know, we were in a tent, and they took my son. And
who did?
The state.
The state did, okay, yeah.
And, that was hard. So here I have this little boy. He's my life. But we made it, right? So
you're here together today.
Yeah, I went 6 weeks with, I had no contact with them.
Wow.
Didn't know nothing.
Wow.
So I had a lawyer up.
Sure.
Got a lawyer. But every visit, every time I seen him, I would tell him, God is so good, Grayson. Just believe. Remember? Just believe and pray.
Wow.
God is so good. He's going to move these mountains.
Wow.
And every day, I just knew he was moving those mountains. It was like this freedom of some sort just came over me. I just knew he had us, and we were going to be okay. So things turned around. 4 months, Grayson came back, and I just said out loud, I said, I'm going to get my CDL.
So how did Grayson come back?
I won.
Good.
I got him back.
Yep.
I got him back.
Awesome.
Yep. We ended up getting in a little efficiency apartment. A church program stepped in to help us.
Sure.
And got that. And then when Grayson came back and I said, I'm going to get my CDL, but I don't know how to start. And
why did you want to go for a CDL? Why not something else?
I still wasn't settled with staying in one place. I still had a hard time of being like, okay, this is home. It didn't feel good. I wasn't sure where I wanted to land. Does that make sense? And we love to travel. We just love being everywhere. new things. I get that from my dad.
Yeah.
So I went to, what was it called? It was a workforce place in Tennessee.
Okay, yeah.
And
that's where you're from, is Tennessee.
Well, this is where I was then, Tennessee. Dixon, Tennessee. And I went down there and I spoke to them. They're, okay, you're going to have to do a couple tests, you know, and a drug test, of course, fine. And a written test and another reading test. So I did that and I passed.
Wow.
So being a single mom.
Yeah.
Struggling.
Right.
With a son, I was able to get the grant.
Yeah. Wow. So you got a grant for
it. I got a full grant.
Wow.
So
praise God. That's amazing. Yeah.
So
that was helped turn around.
Yes. Yeah. So I signed up for TDI in Tennessee,
yeah.
which was a 3-week program. So here we are. prior to this, in the process of getting Grayson back, let me back up, I was doing home health care.
Oh, really?
I was. Yeah. I was taking care of the elderly.
Yeah, wow.
And I worked for an amazing, amazing family. They're still my best friends today.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Okay.
So they helped us.
Hmm. How did they help you?
You know, sometimes it's not about material or anything like that. They were just always present.
Hmm.
She's always present. She's still always present.
Wow.
And I give back to her today.
Yeah.
Because that's what friends do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So they were just a really good friend.
So let me back up a little bit. When I was doing home health care aid, so I had a car. I had to end up having to sell it for attorney fees. So I ended up getting this little beater car, and you know, when I was doing CNH and all that. So got my son back, went and got my CDL, or went and tested in, was getting ready to start class. Oh, Lord, here we go. I'm driving an hour and a half up every day, an hour and a half back, because it was in Christiana.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine.
That's a lot of driving.
Well, they were helping me with Grayson as I was doing this, which was amazing. And then my transmission went on my car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I went to the school and I was just like, I got to drop out. Like, I don't have any way here.
And there's...
Like, I have no way to get back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, she was working. So it was just like... They're already, like, I had no other way. The school goes, we're not going to let you.
Hmm? What do they mean?
We're going to help you.
Hmm.
So they found us. They had the Boys and Girls Club sponsor Grayson.
Wow.
For the last 2 weeks of my schooling.
Yeah.
They paid for it.
Wow.
We found a shelter for me to stay in that was, like, right next to the Boys and Girls Club. That provided transportation. Isn't this God's love right here?
Yeah.
We literally was carried all the way until the end.
Hmm.
And we still are.
Hmm.
But everything, they just, yeah. And then I took my road test. I got my CDL. And then I know.
And then that must have been a big moment for you.
No, it was
to
huge.
To realize, like, I can do this.
I could, and I knew I was gonna.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to be easy because the first company that I went with, he couldn't be with me, but I needed to get experience behind me.
Yep. Just need that experience.
So I would just reassure him it's going to be okay. Like, God is here. He's got us all the time, huh? And it was hard. And unfortunately, the company, they were great. I stopped working for them because it was getting hard on him.
Right, yeah.
I switched into, I came back, I was over the road, and he was staying with my friends, and they were doing great with him. He was just having a hard time. So I came back in off the road. I started staying with our friends, and it was just way too much. It was just too much, too small. This number was given to me probably like 7-8 months ago. For the Mission House, which is my church. And I could never find the number in Dixon, Tennessee. And
so their number was
given to me like 6 months prior to this. Okay. And I could never find the number.
Sure.
So I was going through some papers and here it was on a sticky note, just sitting there. It was, you know, God does things for a reason.
Yeah.
So
everything is for
everything
a reason.
Everything aligns perfectly.
Yeah.
In his time.
We may not understand it in the moment, but when we look back.
Correct.
So you find this sticky note.
I find the sticky note with their number on it. And I call. And they answered. And I knew that I needed just to get Grayson and I out of... It wasn't a bad situation. It was just getting hard. And get us to where we can move forward. So I called. We went down and interviewed that day. We moved in that night. It was, again, probably, besides working at Noose Mom, one of the best decisions I made.
Was moving into that church.
Into our church home, yeah.
That's really cool.
So I got baptized. Like, it just, everything just had aligned being there.
And you got baptized at that church.
I
was
did.
That recent?
Yes, it's been 2 years in December.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so
great.
That was amazing. Yeah. Walnut Street Church of Christ, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So, anyways, I was working for a local company and it was horrible. Like, I was crying all the time. Like, I literally was putting him on the bus, not getting home till 9 at night, having people just grab him.
And you couldn't, he couldn't ride with you?
No. It was local. So, he was in school. It was really hard maneuvering. But the company treated me horrible. Like, horrible.
Sorry to hear that.
And I was hired for a 7 a.m. They would make me come in at 3. It was just, it didn't align. And I'm like, I hated everything I was doing. I hated having a CDL. I hated every direction I was in. I felt like I was going backwards again.
This was another low point.
Yeah.
Even though it felt like you're going forward, now you feel like you're going backwards.
Yep. So, I didn't know what to do. But the good thing is that I was placed in a place where I was covered by faith. I had prayer coming from all around. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes you're mad and you're like, why am I going through this again, God, right?
Yeah.
It's not him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, but you get to that point in life and you're like, why am I going through this? Why are we going through this again? So I'm going to Erlanger, Kentucky, and I see the trailer that changed my life.
Huh. Which trailer was that?
It is our freedom. Forgiveness brings freedom.
There you, yeah. Forgiveness brings freedom.
Forgiveness brings freedom. Isn't that powerful?
Mm.
And that was the start of the journey of our change, huh?
So how did that happen? You saw that and you're like, I want to work for them?
I saw it on a Thursday. So I called an elder at our church and I'm like, can you please just research this company and just tell me if you see or hear anything, because I've been looking at all the reviews and everything is like absolutely perfect and amazing. And he's like, the next day he's like, no, he goes, that's fantastic, like like it's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah.
And then I want to say another one of the elders also researched it too. And they're just like, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to call. So that happened on a Thursday. I went back that way on a Friday. And I seen the same trailer again. And I was like,
no way.
This is like a message from heaven. This is like God just like, it's here. Go for it.
Yeah.
So I remember, I believe it was on a Friday after I got out of work, I called the recruiter. It was CJ. And I could not wait until Monday. Like, all weekend long, I was just, like, dying for him to call me and ask me any question, just whatever it takes. You know, my first thing was, what's your rider policy?
Yep.
Because I'm a mom first.
Sure.
You know? And, like, Grayson and I have just gone through so many storms. I just don't want to separate from him again.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
You know what I mean? I just, I don't know. That's my grace right there. That's my saving grace.
Yeah.
Like, he is... That's my proudest moment right here. Yeah. He's my all. So
he's why you're here.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He's my purpose.
Yeah.
In a way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
This has changed us, huh? I can feed him, I can clothe him, I can provide for him.
So you were talking to CJ.
Yeah.
And
so I had to wait until Grayson turned 7.
Okay.
And so he brought me aboard in March. Oh, wait, let's back up. I had to stay with the company a couple more months because I needed some more experience, which was fine. Stayed with them, and then finally, before I came aboard, I was able to leave the company and take 3 weeks off, which was nice.
Yeah.
And then I came in for training, and I asked for additional training because I wanted to make sure that I had what it took to have him in the truck with me.
Sure.
You know, so I did that, which was great. And then, yeah, here we are. Here we are almost 2 years later. And it's, I gotta say, the first year was hard for me.
Yeah.
Truth.
What was hard about it?
Adjusting to people that care.
That was difficult?
Yeah.
Huh. Why?
It was foreign to me. To come in and have all these, you know, at the moment, like, we didn't know everybody. Just greeting us, it was like, you know.
Do you want something from me?
Yeah.
Why are you being nice?
Right. Why do you want to talk to my son? Because I'm here, I'm a mom with a guard.
Yeah.
I have this armor around me, like,
because you had to watch out,
protection
for yourself. Yeah.
So the first year I battled myself, you know, and then little by little it just started going away and going away, and he's been able to grow and he's getting a little more comfortable. He's shy. You gonna say anything? But we love NewsMom.
Yeah,
we love what it stands for. Like, this is our family.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's more than amazing. Like, when you come from the streets with nothing, like, you have nothing in life. Like, you literally have nothing, and you're brought here. It's a life changer. You know, you have a vision. You know, you have, like, our dreams are going to come true now. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. Like, now I don't, it's so hard putting my soul into words, but I don't worry.
Yeah.
Like, I know that one day I'm going to buy that house. Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can feed him. And...
Huh. And God's watching out for you, and it's nothing.
Is God watching us? God is what?
Great.
He is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but it's that seed.
It's the seed that was planted.
It goes back to the seed. It goes back to the true love of the Lord. It really does. You got to sit silent, and you got to wait, and you got to be patient. And you heal, and he opens everything up in his timing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. For someone that has never lost everything, what would you say that's like? To put ourselves in your shoes, and we have drivers that a similar situation to you, but... I think a majority of us have not lost everything. Like, what is that like? Help us understand.
It was dark. I was all by myself. I had nobody. I didn't want to live. I felt guilty. I hated life. I had no out. I mean, you can sit there and you can have a conversation with 100 people, but when you come back out of there, you know what I mean? It's like you really just didn't know what you're doing, which way you were going to go, you know, because every way felt wrong. And, you know, and here I have this innocent little boy, right, that I love with all my heart. Yeah. And the final act of love is what? The final act is really loving somebody, right? Wanting what's best for that person.
Yeah.
Always, you know? So here I'm thinking, am I gonna do this? It's faith. It was just like, I don't know. It's just, it all aligned. God put me in all the right places around all the right people to help me grow. And to become who I'm becoming.
Yeah. Leaves an impression on me on who you are. Like, you were talking about how you and Grayson pray together in the truck at the beginning of the day.
Yes.
And at the end of the day.
Every day.
And that's a great habit to have.
Yes.
And that's more about who you're becoming every day. Yeah. You're becoming this person that is transformed.
Yeah.
And I think something that leaves an impression on me too is the power of prayer in your story.
Huge.
If I had to summarize your story, I would say the power of prayer through your grandfather and your grandmother, your friends, and the church that you lived in, the prayer that was over that church. I think when you're emptied of yourself, when you have nothing else, you realize it's like, I am not in control.
Yeah.
I think for me, I have this perceived idea of control because I haven't been brought to lose everything. And so I think you really understand that, and you really understand the power of prayer.
Yes.
So I think that's a...
I think it's so powerful, and it's real.
Mm.
I've felt it. Mm. I have felt that abundance love coming from above. Like, I have felt him carry me. Like, I've been through that storm. You know what I mean? And the Lord carried me out of that storm. It's not the world. You know what I mean? Yes, I have been smothered by, like, the believers. And, like, it's powerful. It's just, it's hard to explain and put into the right words, but it's very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. When I still walk into church, when I get an opportunity to go home, I get tears in my eyes. Mm-hmm. When we pull into Tennessee, it's just because that's where it all happened.
Yeah.
That's where life changed.
Yeah. And to think about how much has changed in that time period in the last 2 years.
And even coming in here, though, we're like, you're safe here.
Yeah.
We're safe here.
Yeah.
You know, when I, even as a simple call in, if I got a call in, even to HR, they know my name.
Mm.
I know their name.
Yeah.
You know, we're people.
Yeah.
You know, and the presence is here in this building. It's all around us.
Mm.
It's like I wake up in the morning and I roll down the window and I let the air in. And I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Just thank you.
Wow. To start the day with some...
Yeah. I pray grateful. Over him every morning.
Mm.
If he's sleeping, I pray over him. Every morning.
Mm.
For protection, for guidance. You know what I mean? Give me the eyes to see and the will to fear your spirit.
Mm.
Tell me what to do next. Show me.
Mm.
You know? And every night we thank him.
Yeah. So, Grayson, riding in the truck, do you like riding in the truck?
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that you are an artist, right? An artist in the making. So that's how you pass the time. And you're involved, you have a school, like an online school. How does that work, school
in the truck? So he does Home Life Christian Academy.
Okay, great.
It's basically unschooling to school.
Okay.
It's basically his interest. Grayson struggles with a couple, writing. He has a hard time putting words to paper, which we're working on. It's basically reading the Bible, just, you know, real life stuff, scenarios, teaching him for real life.
Like, right.
I'm kind of the mom that I don't really... I don't sugarcoat the world. I let him know the truth.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's very sheltered because of what we do.
Mm.
You know, I can't introduce him to a lot of things because we work a lot.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But we do try to get out there and enjoy. He does. He's very strong in. What's your favorite subject?
Math and art.
So. He actually has a really good personality when he's, like, not shy.
Yeah.
He loves to sing and dance. He loves football.
Huh. So you take dance breaks on the road?
Yeah, we do dance-offs. We have the music jam in. Huh. We get up and dance around. He loves prank calling his sisters.
That's a fun one.
He gets his sisters all the time, huh?
Is there... how do you prank someone on the phone?
Go ahead. Do you take pictures and then pretend it's that person on your phone?
That's funny.
But it's hard being out there being a mom.
I can imagine.
Trying to, you know, I can't say it's hard. I'm going to take that back.
You get to spend a lot of time together.
We do.
But you have to be intentional with
Correct.
That time.
Yeah.
So you try to take breaks and...
I take breaks. My 34 is always for Grayson.
Oh, good. Good.
It's Grayson's time.
Yeah.
I'm very firm on that because I feel like, you know, I've just done all this work, but I've worked for all these hours. that 34 I need to give to him.
Mm.
It's all Grayson. Whatever you want to do.
So what do you do on Grayson Day?
Whatever he wants to do. We've gone to amusement parks.
Yeah, that's fun.
We take walks when the weather's good.
Oh,
we
fun.
Do throw around the football.
Good.
Legos. He's been gotten into Legos. Color. Movies. Sometimes we don't do anything.
Good.
Some days it's just kicked back, cleaning the truck, making dinner.
Yeah.
You know? He loves hash browns. Hash browns and onions. It's like, Mom, can you make me some homemade home fries and onions? Like, that's his go-to.
Go-to meal.
He loves that. So.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, it's. I can't say it's been hard. I don't want to say that because I think you learn how to balance work and child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you were at a normal
mm-hmm.
job.
Yeah.
Just different that we are just together 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I think Noose Mom actually, it's worked for us. Our runs are amazing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get some extra time and that helps because, you know, sometimes when the normal driver is shutting down and getting a 10, I'm still up.
Yeah.
Doing a 4 and 5 with him and then starting, you know what I mean? Starting mm-hmm. my 10. But no, DM's good. Like, it just works. Everything.
Who's your driver manager?
Oh my gosh, Nick Riley. Yes, and we were like, we butted heads when I first started.
Sure,
we did.
Yeah,
and then I told you see things through different lenses, and I think that's important.
Yeah, and so has that changed?
Yes. So at first, I think it was a lot of miscommunication,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take my accountability. So, he's such a driven DM, and I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, he's gotten driver or DM of the month for like
he's fantastic.
5 months.
No, he's fantastic.
Yeah,
I always joke and I always like, oh, he's hard and he's he is hard, but not. I don't want to say like it's a wrongful hard. He's
yes,
just,
you're good.
Yes, he does very well. He's helped me become a better driver.
Hmm. That's awesome.
You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about, right?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I probably drive nuts because I call him all the time. I'm like, hey. I'm like, this is my famous line. Hey, I got a question. Well, hello, I'm calling, right? And when I first started, I'm like, we're going to be best friends by
yeah.
the end of this.
Yeah.
Believe me. And I always joke about that. But no, he's really
that's
good.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, he's just, I definitely have a lot of respect for what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And we're a team here, right?
Yeah.
It's not just with your DM, it's the shop, it's
mm-hmm.
HR, it's all works together.
It has to.
Yeah.
Yeah, or else.
So, or it's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I've learned that he might not have the answers because mm-hmm. he really truly doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he's telling you he doesn't. He has to find out that
yeah,
answer.
And he'll find it out.
But I think, too, that comes with learning the trucking industry.
Yeah.
As becoming a driver, you know, I was fairly new. I only had, like, a year behind me when I came to Noose Mom. Mm-hmm. Maybe a year and a half. So it was like, I've learned it here. Everything is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Sure.
It has really blessed me, and I hope it does to the people listening. Just the amount of gratitude that you have and how you love life. There was a time when you did not. And so I think that
yes.
is something that to praise God for.
Yes.
As we wrap up, I like to talk briefly about purpose, and then we'll conclude.
Okay.
What is the best piece of advice that you've been given in life, when you think back to these dark mm-hmm. times and coming back around, does anything stand out?
Yes, I say it all the time. When you truly believe, there are no limits. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think about that moment when you were there coming to Grayson in those weeks when you did not have him, and you said that, what'd you say? Trust in God.
Trust in God. I used to tell him, I used to take his little face and I'd be like, trust me and trust God and pray.
Mm.
Just pray.
Yeah.
You know? All the time, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's really inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for being here. And thank you to our listeners. Thank you to
yes,
Daniel.
Thank you. Thank
for running
you,
the equipment. Awesome job. Anything else you'd like to share?
No. I am just very honestly humbled and blessed to be a part of this journey. Mm. Like, this journey I'm just so grateful for. I really am.
Yeah. All glory to God.
All glory to God.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. And until next time, stay purpose-driven and own it every moment.
Hi, this is Lisa from Recruiting at NewsBomb, and I'd love to answer any questions you have about driving with us. Give us a call at 309-268-1199 or visit NewsBombJobs.com. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of NewsBomb Transportation. If you're enjoying our content, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word about these important topics and invite more people into conversation. You can rate and review us on your podcast app or visit us online at terminalexchange.org. New episodes arrive every other Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow NewsBomb on your favorite social media platforms and be the first to know when new episodes are released. Thanks for listening. Until next time, own every moment and stay purpose-driven.